Brisbane with Spencer House. The shooting began yesterday on Baz Luhrmann's new movie, Australia. Unless you've been under a rock, you'll know the film stars Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman and is being shot in Bowen. John Warby and his wife Kathy are local school teachers in Bowen, but like many people in the North Queensland town, they've taken on a second role during the filming. They're offering themselves as guides. John Warby, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Great to have you on. What exactly are you doing up there as a guide during the filming of Australia?
Well, it's our job just to explain to either locals or visitors exactly sort of what's going on for that day. We get briefs at 5:30 in the morning by a location manager, and she tells us what's actually being filmed and where and so on, and so that we can give background information as well about the set, how the set came together, anything else that's of interest to them. And it's also our job, of course, to give a little bit of background information about this beautiful little town of ours. It's always been here, but
yes.
Now...
Has it really? I thought it just appeared.
So. And we tell them about the beautiful beaches and other little things around the town that's worth looking at, you know, the murals and so on.
So who are you passing this information on to then?
Well, we've got a wide range of people. Kath and I started on Saturday, and we did a session on Saturday afternoon when they had the running of the bulls. That's what we're calling it.
And what was it, really?
Yes, they ran about 700 head of cattle through the streets.
Yes, right.
Through a designated course. And all of this was a practice run for the actual filming of the bulls, which is next week.
Mm-hmm.
And we have spoken to people from London, to French people, of course, who are over here visiting, Americans. A wide range of people. We're a lot of grey nomads travelling either north or south. Yesterday we had some who were going from Cairns or Townsville to Hervey Bay, and they were going to go inland, and they changed their course and came down through here and ended up staying here for the night as well to find out all about it. So, yeah. A wide range of people, as well as locals.
Is that story typical, where people might not be planning a holiday to Bowen over the next month and a half, but instead, if they can take a detour from a trip that they're already on, they're tending to do that, maybe take in Bowen if they can?
Absolutely. We're finding that more and more. Like yesterday, I was on from 6:30 in the morning through to 12:30. And yes, I would agree with that completely. That example I just gave you is one.
Are you still teaching during this period as well, or is this a
No, I'm
time?
Only working part-time now, so I don't teach on Mondays and Tuesdays, and Kath doesn't teach on Thursdays and Fridays, so we're doing it on our days off as well as on the weekend.
Got it. And so what was day one like?
Fantastic. Fabulous. Just fabulous. It was just so exciting. It started for us at 5:30 in the morning.
Yes.
At breakfast with a lot of the cast and the crew, not with the big stars, of course, but so we were behind the scenes with that, and that's when we were briefed by Mary. And it was just so exciting seeing people walking around with radios on them. You know, some of the guys had these radios strapped to their chest, and to tell you the truth, they looked like members of the SWAT team.
Yes.
But, and then it started, really the people sort of, they started filming at 7 o'clock. And people started really coming in about 8:30. And it was exciting. I couldn't see Nicole close up, but I could see her umbrella moving up and down.
Yes. Well, obviously from the TV pictures on the television news last night, the crews were kept a fair way away as well. It was all very shaky, blurry sort of... zoomed in footage of Nicole.
Yes. So we're probably about 300 metres from where the actual filming is going on. But
and how long are Nicole and Hugh actually going to be there?
Well, they're going to be here for this stint, as far as I'm aware, for about 2 weeks. And then they go to Darwin for a bit of filming and then come back. All told, they'll be filming in Bowen for 6 weeks.
Okay. And are you expecting them to appear at any local community events in that time?
Well, we're hoping so. There's a little rumour going around town that Keith Urban might even be singing at one of the pubs in town here. At some stage.
Yeah. Is that's that sounds like a very clever little tourist spin bit of scuttlebutt to me.
Well, everyone tells you that anyway.
Yes, it'd be good if it. I mean, is there a school fete at any of the local schools in the next 6 weeks, or is there any, prearranged event that they might suddenly? Because we saw Nicole turn up at the Easter show in Sydney, of course.
Yes, well, I'm not aware of anything at this stage, but that doesn't mean to say that something's not going to be organised in the next 6 weeks.
Yes. Well, great to catch up with you, John. Maybe we'll talk again over the next month and a half as you. Continue to play that role. It sounds like half the town's been
it's a lot of fun.
Pulled into it in one way or another.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. It's great.
All right, good on you, John.
That'll be good. Thanks. You're very welcome.
Bye now.
And thanks for your interest too, Spencer.
No worries, Mike.
And can I just quickly give your listeners a website that might interest them?
Yes.
About the making of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been updated all the time, of course. So it's www.AustralianMovie.com. .net.
Right.
And that's it.
And that's Baz Luhrmann's official
site, is it? Go there and you'll
see
those of the set and how the site came to be put together and so on. It's fantastic.
Got it. All right, John. Great to catch up.
Thanks, Spencer.
Bye now.
Bye.
26 past 6.